Were mainstream television networks complicit in hiding Epstein scandal? Written by James Murphy. Tuesday, November 12, 2019. It could be argued that the recent Project Veritas release of ABC News anchor Amy Robach's unfiltered rant about how the network suppressed a story about serial pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and the important people alleged to be involved with him could be one of the biggest stories of media malpractice ever. Imagine a story about the sexual bondage of young females involving some of the most important men on the planet. A story in which a wealthy pedophile may have lured other wealthy and influential pedophiles to his private island, arranging trysts with underage sex slaves, and possibly enriching himself through blackmail. A story that reaches into the highest levels of so-called elite society, even Buckingham Palace and the White House. All of it ignored by those who manufacture the mainstream news. At ABC, there is the smoking gun of the Robach video. But you have to believe that if ABC had the story back in 2015, the rest of them had leads on it as well. CBS is now involved because it chose to fire a woman who ABC fingered as the whistleblower. The woman, Ashley Bianco, has declared that she is not the one who leaked the video. Either way, it shows that a whistleblower's anonymity is only sacred when it lines up with the network's editorial slant. Laughably, ABC denies that it suppressed Robach's story. Instead, the network claimed that it could not air Robach's work on the Epstein case due to a lack of corroboration. At the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air, but we have never stopped investigating the story. Ever since, we've had a team on this investigation and substantial resources dedicated to it. That work has led to a 2-hour documentary and 6-part podcast that will air in the new year. Robach herself has walked back from the remarks she made in the Project Veritas video. As a journalist, as the Epstein story continued to unfold last summer, I was caught in a private moment of frustration. I was upset that an important interview I had conducted with Virginia Roberts didn't air because we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations. My comments about Prince Andrew and her allegation that she had seen Bill Clinton on Epstein's private island were in reference to what Virginia Roberts had said in that interview in 2015. But that's not how Robach's frustrated rant sounded. In that video, she clearly laid blame at the feet of the network and the people who were threatening them. Then the palace found out that we had Virginia Roberts' whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways, Robach said in the video. David Boies, the same attorney who helped Al Gore fight the Florida fiasco during the 2000 presidential election and is currently assisting several of Epstein's accusers, also blames the media for its shoddy coverage of the important story. We count on the press to uncover problems, not merely to report on when problems have been prosecuted and people have been indicted, but to uncover problems before they reach that stage. Boies said. And here you had a terrible problem. A horrific series of abuses. With the exception, really, of the Miami Herald and the Daily Beast, prior to the arrest of Epstein, this summer, there was almost no substantive coverage, and now comes the cover-up of the cover-up. As Breitbart reports, chief media consultant for CNN, Brian Stelter, whose job it is to examine media practices, his show is named Reliable Sources, utterly ignored the story on Sunday, choosing instead to talk about impeachment and how President Trump and Sean Hannity are ruining democracy. The Epstein story, more than any story in recent memory, has united the disparate political groups in America. Nobody, left, right, or center, believes that Epstein killed himself in August. Even Robach didn't believe it. So ingrained is the belief that Epstein was killed in America today, it has become a meme. At this point, ABC would do well to begin to redeem itself by releasing Robach's interview with alleged Epstein victim Virginia Roberts now, not in the new year as part of a documentary. They should release the video in its raw, unedited form, free from the ravages of their spin. Dozens of young females were, allegedly, abused in connection with the Epstein story. Had the networks, ABC in particular, ran with the story when they had it initially, some of them might have been spared the horrors of what they went through. So, the Epstein case, and mainstream media's failure to take it seriously, is not just malpractice in news reporting, it's a malpractice of humanity. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.